Gone are the days when the alliances decided their chief minister based on their respective numbers. Whoever had more elected MLAs got the prime post at Mantralay. When a single party like the Congress ruled three decades ago, the politics within would change the CMs. Post the 2019 elections, state politics has undergone a major change. Uddhav Thackeray found a reason in the BJP's unfulfilled promise of making him the CM notwithstanding his party's strength. Subsequently, a three-party Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, came into existence. Thackeray was installed as CM. He remained there until the party split. The rebel leader Eknath Shinde, with a third of BJP's house strength, was chosen to lead the state. His government added one more partner in Ajit Pawar after the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, split. And, as Shinde's term comes to an end soon, various views about the next CM have come to the fore from both ruling and opposition alliances. Ajit's wish if it was Thackeray and the Congress, who were in the news over the claims on the CM's post recently, the last week belonged to Ajit Pawar, whose party appears to be restless because of a possibility that it might end up with a seat share smaller than Shinde Sena. His party may have denied it, but reports said that he had demanded that the CM's post should be shared on rotation by three partners. This means he could be ready to concede more seats for the partners in exchange for the top post, albeit for a year or two if Mahayuti retains power. It is said that he had discussed his condition with Union Minister Amit Shah in their meeting last week, days after Ajit took a hard stand against the hate speeches, remarks made by the Sena and BJP leaders. A theory went viral. It said that a particular situation was being created to force Ajit Pawar out from Mahayuti for the benefit of Hindutva partners and MBJP and Sena. Observers said the theory was still alive, not through the tools that applied before, but through an attempt to leave Pawar stressed in seat and power sharing. Not possible when asked at the India Today conclave, DYCM and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis said a rotational CM wasn't possible. Now you will say play musical chairs and hell up, run around and hell up, and whoever sits first will be the CM. It doesn't happen like that, he told an interviewer. Talking at the same conclave, Pawar didn't hide his ambition to be a CM one day. Fadnavis said it would make no difference to him if he doesn't become a CM again. I have done it for 5 years, he said. Shinde's camp is equally concerned about their boss progression, which depends on the performance against the BJP's ambition of contesting 155,160 seats. It may get 8,085 and NCP 5,060 seats. A real picture is expected to emerge early next month, on MVA turf. The state Congress leader's confidence is overflowing so much that it has become a concern for the sane in the party. The party competition with other MVA partners has been overshadowed by a contest within. About half a dozen names are being floated for the CM. They include some from the state, from Maharashtra, some strong Marathas, one of them is a humble person, very experienced but not very aggressive, and a couple of fiery OBC leaders are already in the race for the top post. One office bearer of the party national organization, who has survived Delhi politics for decades but never got an opportunity to be a key leader in the state, has been brought into circulation by his supporters. However, considering Thackeray Sena's long-time utility, the Congress high command may have thought about a pleasant surprise for him. Sharad Pawar's NCP has concentrated on winning maximum by contesting minimum. Pawar has clearly said that the CM would be chosen after the elections, not before. As of now, Pawar's daughter Shule's name holds prominence for the top post, followed by Jayant Patil, and Dharmendra Jore's political editor, Midday. He tweets at Dharmendra's and your feedback to mailbag@midday.com.